The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Ayin Zayin, and we will begin 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis Omer HaPapa. So the last part of Daf Ayin Vav discussed a machloikis Tanoim. The Gemara brought 2 brises, machloikis Tanakam and Reb Nosson, and then a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. How one acquires the shibud of a shtar. Reuven loaned Shimon $10,000. He has a shtar chayv that says Shimon owes him $10,000. Reuven has a right to sell the shtar to Levi, so that Levi will now be in place of the malva, Reuven, and he'll have a right to go over to Shimon and collect from Shimon and his nechasim mishubadim, meaning there's a concept of transferring a shibud, transferring the schusim one has inside a shtar. The machlokes was, how does one sell that? Meaning, it's not enough that buyer and seller agree. You always have to do a kinyan. There's a mahalach, how you kind of metaltlin, how you kind of karka, ha'ishanitness, etc., etc. How is one kind of a shtar? Machlokes was whether it's enough to do a maisa kinyan ba'alma, such as Mesira or Meshicha, the way one would require ordinary metaltlin, or perhaps that would only get you the piece of paper. In order to be kaina, the toichen of the shtar, the shibud that comes along with the shtar, you would need, in addition to a Maisa Meshicha or a Maisa Mesira, a Kinyan shtar. The shtar would outline exactly what is being transferred, and that, together with the Maisa Kinyan, it was what would effectuate the Kinyan on the shibud of the shtar. Either way, the Gemara picks up on that note. Omer HaPapa, Hayim Anam If somebody wants to sell a shtar to his friend, he needs to write in the shtar as follows. Koni hu, I am selling the shtar to you, the chol shibuda debe, and all the shibudim that come along with the shtar. Otherwise, you're not going to get all the shibudim that come to the shtar. Omer Ravashi. So Ravashi said, I said over what I heard from Rapapa to Rav Kahana, for Omer Slay, and he told me, time at the cross of Lehachi. You're telling me, Rapapa said, that in order to be kind of the shibud of a shtar, you'd have to write a shtar, and the shtar would have to spell out the fact that the shibud of the shtar is coming along for the ride of this sale. But if you don't write it, you don't get the shibud of the shtar. What do you get? So what? Are you going to touch up that all the buyer is getting is a piece of paper? Says the Gemara Amar Li in Lotzer V'Lotzer. Exactly. That's what Rapapa clearly held. Rapapa held that if you wouldn't outline specifically in the shtar that you're selling the shtar v'chol shibudei, even if somebody bought a piece of paper, a piece of debt, what you would get is the piece of paper, not the proverbial piece of paper. He would get the actual piece of paper, but in order to get the shibud of the shtar, there would have to be a shtar. Not only would there have to be a shtar, but you have to be explicit in the nusach hashtar. Tzorich l'michtav le'koni hu v'chol shibudei debe. There's a Rashi on the bottom of the Yomid, where the Rashbam gets involved in what would be if the shtar was a $10,000 shtar. Meaning it said that Reuven loaned Shimon $10,000. Shimon now owes Reuven $10,000. And you sold the shtar 90 cents on the dollar. It was sold for $9,000. But you didn't follow this Seder. You didn't write that I'm selling the shtar to you, v'chol shibudei debe. So you're going to tell me that the buyer only gets a piece of paper. Now, he bought a piece of paper that's worth a dollar and a quarter for $9,000. L'chura, ein l'cha oinah g'dayla mizuz. The Rashbam addresses the oinah problem. In fact, the Gemara itself is going to get back to this in a related context towards the end of the daf into the next daf. Either way, Zok the Gemara Amar Amemar. So noch against the sugya of how one is koina shtar Amemar paskin. Hilchas oisiyos in this mesira. Oisiyos, if somebody wants to sell or buy a shtar, all you need is mesira. No shtar. Mesira alone is enough. Ki Rebbe, like Rebbe paskin. It was Shitas Rebbe in the second brisa. It was the Tanakama Keneged Rav Nosson in the first brisa. You don't need a shtar. Rather, mesira itself is the way you're kind of Amalei Ravashi Lameimar. So Ravashi told Lameimar, he asked Rameimar, Gemara Isfara, this that you know that Allah is like Rebbe, is that something you have in Mesoira? Or do you pask in that way because you feel in Svara that's the way it makes sense? Amalei told him at Gemara, I have a Mesoira. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Svara Nami. You happen to think it's a Svara as well. The Oisiyah is Mili Ninu. The reason is because when somebody sells a shtar, what he's selling really is the words of the shtar, the toichen of the shtar. Umili b'mili loy miknin. It doesn't make sense for someone to acquire mili b'mili, to use a shtar, to acquire a shtar, to use words, to acquire words. Doesn't make sense. Misvar. So even if you didn't have a tradition that the halacha is like Rebbe, in Svar Rav Ashi said, I would have told you the halacha is like Rebbe. Because a shtar, or what's in the shtar, is mili. Kinyan shtar works with mili, and it just doesn't make sense to use a kinyan shtar for a shtar. So the whole concept of needing a shtar, or even using a shtar for acquiring a shtar, is just counterintuitive. It doesn't make any sense. Thus, the way you koine it is the mesira, the way you be koine, any metafor. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Viloy. Is that so? It doesn't make sense in Svara to be kind of mili, bit mili. And the Gemara is now going to take us to another Sugya with an attempt to just prove that it does make sense that a person with words could be kind of words. You could be kind of a shtar, bit mili. How so? Amar Rabba, Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav. Shnei shtaris. Now, there's a lot more than two shtaris. But there's two halachas regarding a shtar. Where a shtar was written, or suggested to be written, it was never given to who the recipient of the shtar was supposed to be. And depending on any one of these two contexts, that halacha would differ. So shnei shtarasim. And Rabbi Bar Rav Yitzchak explained. Zchu besada l'ploini. Reuven had a field, and he wanted to give the field to Shimon. So he goes over to Levi, and he tells Levi, do a maisa kinyan. Be kind of this field, kinyan sudr, kinyan chalipin, whatever, on behalf of Shimon. The kisvalei is a shtar. And he says, not just that, I want him to have a shtar. I want him to have it in writing that this shtar now belongs to him. And Shimon went, and he did the maisa kinyan. He did this maisa kinyan on behalf of the person that's supposed to get it. Now Reuven, the person that's giving this matana, or he's selling the field, decided that he wants out. So the halach is chayze b'shtar. If the shtar wasn't written yet, he could back out and say, you know what, I'm not giving you the shtar. But v'eni chayze b'sada, as long as a kinyan was made, even though it wasn't made by the kohen himself, it was made by somebody else, b'tzivoy of the makna, b'tzivoy of the meicher, but zachin adam shalai b'fanav, as soon as the kinyan is done, it becomes in the possession of the person that's supposed to get it, so that at that point, if the meicher wants to back out, he can't back out. If the shtar wasn't written and he wants to back out from giving a shtar, that he has a right to do. But he doesn't have a right to back out for the kinyan itself. What would be, and this is the second of the shnei shtaris, what if the meicher or the machna said, "Amenashe tichtav leis hashtar, I want you to go be kind of this field on behalf of Shimon, but do it on the condition," he added words of almanas, we're going to write a shtar too. But he linked the kinyan of the field to the shtar with the word almanas. Then the halacha is, if the shtar hasn't been written yet, even if the kinyan was done, chayzer, he could be chayzer beim shtar beim besada. He has a right to back out, because even though there was a kinyan sudder, and zachan la'adam shaloi b'fanav, but at the same time, the machna made a tanai. He stipulated. He said that I'm willing to allow someone to be kind of this field, but on the condition that there's a ksivas hashtar. So as long as there's no shtar yet, he has a right to back out. Those are the two shtaris that Rabbi Bar Rav Yitzchak said over in the name of Rav. That has nothing to do with our sugya. What we need is a third shtar. Rav Chiya Bar Abin Amar Rav Huna. Rav Chiya Bar Abin said in the name of Rav Huna. Shleisha shtaris saying that if you want to go with this theme of a shtar that was written or hasn't been written yet, or at least hasn't been given over yet, how it could impact halacha. So Rav said two shtaris. I heard from Rav Huna a third shtar. Trey, the first two, Hadamar, the two that were mentioned. Iddach, what's the third? Kadamacha, because of Eshtar. If a Meicher decided that he wants to sell a piece of property to a Lekech, and before he agreed upon a price, before he got money, before any kinyan was done, he sat down and he wrote the Shtar. Now, that's something you're allowed to do. The reason you're allowed to do it is because it's only something that can benefit the Lekech. It can never hurt the Lekech. Meaning, if a Meicher wants to be silly enough and write a Shtar that says that he sold something, even though he never got paid for it, so that if he ever lost it and if ended up in the hands of the Lekech would have a good shtar that he could walk into Bezdin and tell Bezdin, look, I bought this field, haraya, I have a shtar. If he's silly enough to write that shtar, he can write. We write a shtar for the Meicher. So what happens if a Meicher went ahead and he wrote a shtar like this? So he wrote a shtar that says that he sold the field, even though he never sold it. He never got money for it. The kinyan was never done. So the halacha is, if later the buyer taka pays for it or does a kinyan, as soon as the buyer does a chazak in the karka, nik neshtar b'chamakim shahu, he gets the shtar regardless of where he is. And the price has said, or Rav Huna said, v'zoi yishesh aninu, this is related to what we know, which is nechasim she'en l'machrayas, niknin im nechasim she'esh l'machrayas, bekesim shtar b'chazak. Meaning, even though chazaka doesn't work to be kind of metalplin, and a shtar is metalplin,
But Chazaka works to be kind of the shtar, and you can be kind of metaltal in agav, a kinyan that you do in a shtar. That's nechosim she'en l'machrayas, which is metaltalin. Our nickness in nechosim she'esh l'machrayas, you can be kind of bekinyan agav with nechosim she'esh l'machrayas, such as karka, bekesef shtar v'chazaka. If you do a maisa kinyan kesef, kinyan shtar v'chazaka in the karka, it's what we know as kinyan agav. So there's a way you kind of metaltalin. There's a way you kind of karka. If you do a kinyan in karka, b'derech agav, quote unquote, you could be kind of metaltalin with it. What does this have to do with anything? The Gemara is saying, and the Havamin of the Gemara is so difficult to understand that the Rishonim grapple Pashup Shad in the Gemara. But the Pashup Shad, and this seems to be the Rashbam's Pshad, again, with trepidation because it's such a Shvera Havamina, but the Havamin of the Gemara seems to be that how are you kind of, how is the buyer kind of the shtar if all he did was a kinyan in the karka? It must be that being that at the closing, when the buyer did the kinyan in the karka, there was a conversation about getting a shtar. The conversation about getting the shtar is what ultimately gets the shtar to the lekeach. Meaning, the Gemara is suggesting it can't be the kinyan in the karka that gets you the shtar, because why would a kinyan in karka get you a shtar? Elamai, it's the conversation, the mili that was discussed at the closing that gets the buyer the shtar. So you say, Meres, you can be kinyan shtar with mili. And v'haloi kal v'chomeru, madach mili at a closing, which is words. It's not even written words. It's not even documented. It's not even a piece of paper. It's not a shtar. Can get you a shtar. So if the moicher wrote a shtar that says that I sold my field, and then he sells the field, wherever the shtar is, the lekeach has schusin to get the shtar, right? It's a schus to have a shtar. You don't have to have a shtar, but it's a schus. It's a shtar raya. It's proof that it's yours. So wherever that shtar is, he gets it. How did he get it? The kinyan that he made in the karka beget him the shtar. How could a kinyan in karka get you a shtar? Elamai, it's the conversation. It's the talk. So you see, it could be kind of shtar with mili. So madach, you could be kind of a shtar with the oral word. Certainly, you could be kind of a shtar with the written word. But the Gemara says the obvious teretz. What are you talking about? Agav shayni. Here you're not being koinet with mili, you're being koinet with the kinyan and the karka. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha, how could you be koinet metaltalin with a kinyan and karka? That's kinyan agav 101. Kinyan agav is that you do a kinyan in the karka, and be'agav, you get the metaltalin as well. And the Gemara says, if you need precedence for kinyan agav, I'll give you a little bit of precedence. Don't mat be'a, a coin, lo yinikti b'chalipin. You can't be koinet mat be'a b'chalipin. That's one of the first sugis in Perek Azov. But you can't be koinet money with chalipin. Va'agav arin nikni. Yet, if you give money for land, you can get Biderek agav, if you do chalipin on land, you can be koina money as well. He other Rapapa, like something Rapapa once did. Have they trace alpha zuzi bechazoi? So we know Rapapa, in addition to being one of the Gedolei Amiram, he was Torah v'gdula b'makam echad. He was also a big soicher. So the people in Chazoi owed him 12,000 zuzin. And the rest of the story is that he had sent a shliach to go get the money. They didn't want to give it to him because they were afraid that if an oinus would happen to the money before it got back to Rapapa, they would be liable. They weren't interested in taking that kind of exposure, that kind of risk. So the Eitzah that Rapapa and Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, he was the shliach, came up with, was Rapapa was makna the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha. Once Rav Shmuel Bar Acha had the money, at that point, the Bei Chayzai that owed Rapapa the money weren't liable for any oinus that was going to happen. They were comfortable giving it to him. The problem was, how was Rapapa able to be makna money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha? The money was in Chayzai. Rapapa was here. How was he able to give it to him? So what he did was, he gave it to him kinyan agav. Agav asifa de beise. He did a kinyan chalipin on a piece of property that belonged to Rapapa, and the derech agav, he got the money. So that although chalipin can't get you money, but chalipin can get you property, and b'derech agav, you can get the money. And Rapapa was so tzefriden when Rav Shmuel Bar Acha came back with the money. Ki also, when he arrived, Nafak La'ape, he went to greet him at Tavech. He met him in Tavech, Sheimachim, in a place. But either way, you see this idea of kinyan agav, that even though chalipin doesn't work for money, but chalipin can work for karka, and b'derech agav, you can get the money. That's the concept that Rav Huna was talking about in his third shtar. The third shtar of Rav Huna was such a case. It was a case where the chazaka was working for the karka, and b'derech agav, the chazaka was working for the shtar itself. So even though you can't be koina shtar b'chazaka, but there's a concept of a kinyan agav. That was the mahalach. It was working with kinyan agav. Either way, avaloi mocha loyes avadim v'loyes amartzuf v'loyes antiki. Going back to the Mishnah said that if somebody sells a ship, the avadim are not included, the martzufin are not included, and the antiki is not included. The avadim are the slaves of the ship. The Martzufin are the sacks that carry the cargo, and the Antiki. My Antiki, Amra Papa, Papa said, Iska de Begava, that's the cargo itself. So not the Martzufin, which is the sack that carries the cargo, and not the Antiki, which is the cargo itself. Nocha Mishnah, Mocheres HaKorin. If somebody sells a wagon, Loi Mocheres HaProdois, the mules that pull the wagon are not included in the sale. Mocheres HaProdois, if somebody sells a mule, Loi Mocheres HaKorin, the wagon's not included. Machras at Semit. If somebody sells a yoke, the machras at Bokar. He hasn't sold the Bokar, the rinder, the oxen that carry the yoke. Machras at Bokar. If somebody sells the oxen, the machras at Semit, he hasn't sold the yoke. Rabbi Huda says, Adam and Maidin. In cases like this, it's very easy to know what the Meicher and the Lekech had in mind. Take a look at the invoice. How much money was sold? Was proposed for the sale. Kate's Amaloi Mchalitzimatrib Masayim Zuz. If somebody says, sell me your yoke for 200 Zuz. Hadava Yadua, everybody knows, She'inat Semit Masayim Zuz, that a yoke does not cost 200 Zuz. If so, what did he mean when he said, Simotcha? He must have meant the yoke together with the axis. Rav Yehuda says something that we've all been thinking for the last 2 weeks, and that is, Hamechas Abayis, Hamechas Mechitz, Abayis Abad, all these different ambiguous mechiris. Why don't we take a look at the invoice? How much money was being charged? Did he charge him a lot of money, or did he charge him a little bit of money? And based on that, we should be able to figure out what was meant to be included in the sale. That is, in fact, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Adam and Maidim. Why didn't the Chachamim say it throughout Perek HaMeichas HaSvina and Perek HaMeichas HaBayis? Because they hold, Ein Adam and Rai. Either way, Tony Rav, Tachlivi Bama Rav, Kimei Rav Avo, Machras HaKoroin, so Rav Tachlivi Bama Rav, comes to Rav Avo, and he tells him, I want to tell you, Allah. Somebody sells a Koroin, Stam, he doesn't explain what's included. I'm selling you the wagon. Machras HaProdes, the mules are included. Freak the Gemara, mules are included. Rav Tachlifa, you're being toyed with Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Vanan, loy machratan. The Mishnah says, Machras HaKoroin, loy machras HaProdes. It's Mamish Kenegan the Mishnah. Amalesi told him, Ismaya, should I erase the Braisa? Meaning, I heard such a Braisa. You're right, apparently I heard it wrong. Should I just knock it out? Does this mean this Braisa is no good? Amalei, don't. There's a way to make the Braisa work, but adukim bai. Maybe the Braisa is talking about where the mule and the wagon were attached to each other. The Gemara in the next staff on the Fayin Ches is going to get into this. But maybe they were attached to each other. If they're attached to each other, maybe one is included with the other. That's what the Braisa was discussing. And there, if you sell one, you get the other. Our Mishnah that says, Machras HaKorin, Loi Machras HaProdos, is talking about where they weren't attached to each other. One more Gemara. Machar es ha-tzemed, loy machar es ha-bok. If somebody sells the yoke, the buck or the oxen are not included. You get the yoke, you don't get the oxen. Elim, the card, the tzimda, tzimda, the buck. Is it talking about a place where when people say yoke, where they say tzimda, they mean yoke. And when they say bucker, they mean bucker. Pshita, tzimda zabame, buck or zabame. What's the havamina? Meaning the Gemara thinks this is very different than all the other cases. All the other cases that we've had till now. Amechra zabayis. Do you get the yitzia? You don't get the yitzia. You get the cheder shalufnime menu. You get the maka. It's part of the bias. So there's some ambiguity. There's a shayla. But the yoke and the oxen are two different things. So what's the havamina? So people refer to a yoke as a yoke and oxen as oxen. What's the havamina that if you sell a yoke, you should get the oxen, and vice versa, if you sell the oxen, you should get the yoke. They're two different things. The Elamai, we're talking about a place where people will sometimes refer to the oxen as a yoke. Then he should get everything. Point is, this has nothing to do with the sugis of Amechas Abayis, Freik the Gemara. The Gemara's kash is, should you really be telling what people mean when they say the word yoke? Says the Gemara, we're talking about a place where most people refer to a yoke as a yoke. A bakr is bakr, but the ikka nami, there are people, the kartli, the tzimda, bakr tzimda, there are people that refer to the oxen as a yoke. Rabbi Yehuda is a dove my dean, that on this case, the money is a raya, that even though he said tzimda, he probably meant like the minority of people, he meant the oxen as well. The raya is charging him $200, and everyone knows a yoke doesn't cost $200. Rabbanan Sabi, the Rabbanan hold Ein Adam and Raya. You can't bring any Raya from the money. Freak the Gemara of Ein Adam and Raya. If the money's not a Raya, the Habibitl Mekach, then the whole Mekach should be bottled. In other words, from the Mishnah, it's Mashma, according to the Chachamim, Mochares HaTzemed, Loi Mochares HaKar. So if you charge $200 for the Tzemed, you don't get the oxen, you don't get the Bakar to come along with it. The Kasha is that if you don't get the bakar, that means, like Rabbi Yehuda said, everyone knows that a tzemet doesn't cost $200. That means you rip the person off. If you rip them off, isn't that aina? What's the halacha of aina? Up to a six, mechila. A six, the mechar is kayim, but you have to return the oina. More than a six, it's a mekach tois. It's a halacha should be mekach tois. It's not mashma from the Mishnah, it's a mekach tois. The Mishnah is mashma, you get the tzemed, you just don't get the bakar. The chayrit should be a mekach tois. So if you're going to tell me bitul mekach the rabbanon less, so maybe the rabbanon don't hold of mekach tois. The whole concept of mekach tois that we know from Perek Hazav, the laws of I know what I want. Maybe that is something the rabbanon don't agree with. The lie, but is that so? By the time we learn to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm echer sefer Torah behemur magalus. If somebody sells either a sefer Torah behemur magalus, ain lem I know. There's no I know. Amru lai, the chachamim commented on what Rabbi Yehuda said. Like amru elasay, it's true. For those three things, I agree. But everything else there is a no. So a yoke, for example, if you overcharge someone grossly for an oak, there's a mekach tois. Sefreik de gemara kasha. What's going on according to the chachamim? I hear. Hamach, someone sells a tzemed, the buck is not included. And even if he charged him a price that would seem to reflect the tzemed and the buck, in adam im raya. Got it. The problem is, then it's enough. That means he was grossly overcharged for a tzemet. So it should be a mekach tois. And the mitzvah's mashma, the mekach is going to be kayin. So the Gemara says, two terutzim. Teretz number one, my ain damim raya, nami diktani davi bitul mekach. Maybe the Rabbanan in fact hold it's a mekach tois. Meaning, it's not the poshit pshat in the Mishnah. At first glance, you would have thought the mekach is kayin just for the tzemet. But zok the Gemara, you're right, it's a good kasha. It's only the tzemet that's sold, then there's a mekach tois. Kubir is a mekach tois. Iba yaseimo ki amr rabbanon oino bitul mekach b'kdeish adas toya. The Gemara says a chiddush. When did the rabbanon hold that if you rip somebody off, it's a mekach tois, if you overcharge? That's if it's a sale where you could think that maybe the buyer didn't know. He was ripped off. It was more than a sixth. Then there's halacha mekach tois. Avo b'kdeish ein adas toya. There we don't say that. Emer matani yavli. But if the person was overcharged so much, where it's so obvious, nobody thinks that what this person was fooled, then you don't say mekach tois. So for example, if you're going to sell something worth $75 for $100, so there's a makom to say, I paid $100, I thought it was $75, I was ripped off, it was more than a shtos, so the halacha is going to be mekach tois. But if somebody bought something that's worth $5, and he spent $200 for it, everyone knows that a $5 thing is not worth $200. So there, it's poshet that the buyer wasn't fooled. Why did the buyer go along with it? Emer matana yavle. He probably meant to give it him as a matana. Oh, he meant to give it him as a matana. It's for that reason there's no mekach tois. In other words, what we have is two pshatim and how to learn pashat pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, ha-machar, machar es ha-tzemed, loy machar es ha-bakar. And even if he charged him the rate that would seem to reflect the bakar and the tzemed, still the halacha is the tzemed is not included. Does that mean that the mecher is kayim? Or is the mecher not kayim? What would be the reason the mecher shouldn't be kayim? Because it's a mekach tois. What would be the reason that the mecher should be kayim? What would be the svara to say that it's not a mekach tois? Because it's such an egregious difference in price that it's obvious that the buyer must have known that. He probably wanted to give him a matana and a bakova to go away. So he just overpaid for something. But the point is that when it's so egregious, emer matana yodle, that's the svara that reigns. That's the svara that ultimately is what we accept, and you can't come with a taina of